Jackie Collins' novels are glamorous, exciting, incredibly popular. Not one of her 28 New York Times bestselling books has ever been out of print. Her feisty and best-loved heroine, Lucky Santangelo, has returned in Ms. Collins' most recent book, Goddess of Vengeance. It's published by St. Martin's Press, and I'm very pleased that it brings Ms. Collins back to our show today. Hi. It's been so long.
It has. You know, it's been 10 years.
But it was also a novel about Lucky Santangelo. How many of her books is... Of
I've
your books has she been in?
7 books about her and 10 hours of television prime time for NBC. And she's a character that just keeps on reoccurring because my readers just love her. You know, they come to me on Twitter all the time and they go, bring back Lucky. Is this book going to be about Lucky? And now in Goddess of Vengeance, they love Bobby, her son, Bobby Santangelo Stanilopoulos. He's a 24-year-old, very hot guy, and all the women are saying, where can I meet him?
Well, why do you think she's so popular? Do they identify with her despite the fact that she has so many outsized aspects to her life?
Well, I think they do identify with her strength. I have always written strong women. I've written 28 books now, and from my very first book, The World is Full of Married Men, I've been writing strong women. And when Lucky came along, she was kind of like a James Bond for women. People felt that, you know, women felt that she was the woman that could do all the things that they couldn't, say all the things that they couldn't, and she could get away with it. And she does give women strength. They absolutely love her.
She was something of a wild child. She's now grown up. And people wonder if that's at all autobiographical, even though you're British, she's American. I don't think there's any Italian heritage in your background.
No, I do like Italian men, but that's about it. She's the woman I would like to be in another life. I really would like to be Lucky, and a lot of women would like to be Lucky, because she does have this wonderful power and strength and style, and yet she still has a vulnerable streak.
But then you've said that this is your last book with her.
No, it's not.
Oh.
No, I've never said that, actually.
I thought that you were going to abandon her for the Santangelo children.
Well, the Santangelo children will take center stage. Bobby, of course, and Max, her 18-year-old daughter. But I'm also writing a book about Lucky when she was 16, because she was a wild child. And yeah, I guess I identify with that a lot. And that's going to be interesting to do.
In Goddess of Vengeance, Gino, Lucky's father, is in his 90s, and he's still going strong.
He's going strong.
I'd imagine Lucky wouldn't just be willing to sit back.
Yes, he's going strong. And he's a great character to write. And I get so many tweets and letters and emails from people going, please do not kill Gino. And I want to say, well, what am I going to do with him next? He's 90-something years old. But then I think of Enrico Iglesias' father, who was still going strong in the 90s and having children. And I thought, yeah, you know, life is always much stranger than fiction, as we all know.
You've been called a raunchy moralist. Do you think that's an accurate description?
I think it's a very accurate description. This description was made by Louis Malle, the great French film director. And I was making a miniseries called Hollywood Wives in Hollywood. And he was on the set because his wife, Candy Bergen, was in it. And he came up to me one day and he goes, Miss Collins, you are a raunchy moralist. And I thought about it and I thought, you know, he's absolutely right. Because my books are very moral and they're very raunchy. But the good guy always comes out on top, and the bad guy always gets his.
But it's also about sex and celebrity and politicians. And in America, I guess there's a lot of stuff to draw from. We have Newt Gingrich, Bill Clinton, Herman Cain, just within recent memory. Of course, in France, there's Dominique Strauss-Kahn. The British haven't done anything, I think, since John Profumo, but that was pretty racy stuff.
Well, it's interesting because I'm writing a politician at the moment in my new book, which is called The Power Trip, which won't be out till the end of the year. But as I write him, I'm thinking, oh, that's an incredible thing that he just did. But then I think, no, it's not. Because when you read the headlines about the man you just named, in fact, I name some of them in the book, because his, you know, his aide says to him, how could you do this when all these other guys have got caught? But it's a serious kind of thing with politicians. They think they're movie stars.
How fast do you write? This book is 500 pages or so.
I write in longhand still. I think I told you that before. And I love writing in longhand. I could never do it any other way.
And then you have somebody else put it on a computer?
Yeah. I have a lovely assistant, Jennifer. She puts it on the computer for me. Then I get the pages back at the end of every day, and I make my corrections in handwriting. and then they go back to her again, and so on and so forth. So I'll take each page and correct it about, 10 different times. But then at the end, I leather bind all my books.
Now, when you say you correct it, do you go through major revisions or just decide that this word is not working as well as another word?
Exactly. I just change a word here and a word there. And then I might add things. It's like to me, it's like a tapestry. You have the basic tapestry and then you add things.
Well, do you have certain ideas of the basic ingredients that are necessary for a really successful, juicy romance novel?
Absolutely not. I sit down with my pen and a character and a title, and I do not know what my characters are going to do from day to day. And my readers say to me, "Oh, I couldn't put this book down." And I go, that's because when I'm writing it, I can't put my pen down because I don't know where they're going to go next. When I was writing Goddess of Vengeance and I was, maybe 400 pages in, and I thought, I've got to start winding this book up. I had no idea what the ending was going to be. And it all falls into place.
Well, you did come up with a really nasty villain here.
Oh, he's the worst villain I've ever written. And I don't know where he comes from. I mean, that's why I write in longhand, because I channel him through my pen. It's like organic, this terrible guy. And he's from the Middle East, and he's a prince, and he thinks he can do anything and has no respect for women.
Have people accused you of slanting things by putting having a Muslim villain?
Well, he's not actually a practicing Muslim, so I was very careful. I created a fictional city where he comes from. His father is the king, and I never put anything religious in the book because he's not a religious man. But he does follow some of the rules, which is he has no respect for women, and he treats them as mere chattels. And I wanted to show that because I'll tell you the inspiration. I was reading the New York Times, and I was reading about this woman that was about to be stoned to death for adultery, and I thought, this is impossible in this day and age that they should treat women like this. And I wanted to create a character that treated women like that, that to them, to him, they were whores or they were baby carriers, and that was it.
His assistant, Fouad, is much more sympathetic.
Much more, because he's been educated in America, and he sees the error of his boss's ways.
My guest is Jackie Collins, whose latest book is Goddess of Vengeance. And then there's a little blurb on the cover that says, Lucky is back. The book is published by St. Martin's Press. You have talked often about never getting married again, but Lucky has a very successful marriage.
Well, I had a wonderful marriage. And when you've had a wonderful marriage, which was over 20 years, and my husband was 20 years older than me, too, so he had a great time, and he had a great life. I nursed him through a terminal illness, lost him to that, and then I got engaged to somebody else a few years later, and then I nursed him through a terminal illness. And, these were two fantastic men, and I don't want to be with one particular person. So as I've said, and people kind of smile when I say it, I have a man for every occasion.
Well,
depending what the occasion is.
Maybe you meet somebody, you should have him go to the doctor for a checkup first. Bubby, Lucky's son, for example.
That's funny.
Sometimes I'm funny. Her son, Bobby, has some relationship issues with his girlfriend, Denver. So there's, not every relationship is happy.
It's interesting writing relationships. I love writing relationships because they're so intricate. You never know, you never know who the cheater is. I was watching a show on television, a reality show the other day, and I'm amazed they let cameras in their house. But this girl just discovered her boyfriend, who she'd been living with 3 years, was on every porn site trying to have swinging single sex with whoever would come along. And I thought to myself, it's amazing you can live with somebody and not know what they're doing.
Maybe because you don't want to know. It seems to me
that's
if somebody is that obsessive, you'd figure it out.
Yeah, I once had a girlfriend and I said, I saw your husband today in a car with a blonde. And she said, that wasn't him. And I said, no, I saw him. She said, no, it wasn't him. And I thought, she just doesn't want to know, so I'm not going to be the friend that tells her.
Do people assume that the characters you create are based on real people, that there's always a Romana Clay aspect to these novels?
Well, there is, Leonard. I was at the Vanity Fair Oscar party. It seems like yesterday. Well, it was almost yesterday. And looking around the room, I could see so many things going on that kind of, I take little pieces of people and mix it all together so that if I'm writing about a character like Madonna, You're not going to know it's Madonna, because if you did, you'd be bored because you'd know what would happen next. Yet another 23-year-old boy in the picture. So I change the characters a little bit and mix them all up. And yes, they are based very much on truth. I do write about Hollywood a lot in Las Vegas, but I don't have my nose pressed up against the glass trying to get in. I'm in.
Do you think that the American fascination with celebrity is changing the audience for this latest Oscar presentation was terrible?
Yeah, it wasn't as good as it has been in the past, but I think that's because they are a little behind the times with the fact that it's all older white men who vote for the Oscars, and they don't bring in any of the new movies. I mean, a movie like, for instance, Bridesmaids, it should have been nominated. It was a fabulous success and a fabulous movie.
I loved a movie called Higher Ground, which was directed by Vera Farmiga. It
yes.
wasn't even mentioned.
I know, and there was another great movie called The Devil's Double.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw that or not, but anybody out there should definitely rent it. It's a fabulous movie about Saddam Hussein's son, who hires a double, who doesn't want to be his double, and it's brilliant. But because they didn't have the money, the marketing money, nobody heard of it. And Dominic Cooper is so fabulous at it. He should have been a contender.
The last time you were here, it was 2002. Actually, you were a featured guest on my Survival Kit show.
Yes.
You said your favorite books and movies were the Great Gatsby and the Godfather series.
Still, absolutely. I love the Godfather. I love the movie. I love the book. And the Great Gatsby, I just love that book. I mean, it's got such an air of mystery about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just
Well, many
read
people
it.
Do consider it the great American novel.
Yeah.
But here you are, somebody who's writing American novels.
Exactly.
Do you ever think about doing a... Well, I mean, just look at how successful Downton Abbey is these days.
Well, you mean going back in time and writing a novel that takes place at the beginning of the century
or something? Or British celebrities today. Downton Abbey today still exists in a different way, but those people were all the people caught up in the initial Murdoch scandal, weren't they?
But you see, I could write the American version. So it would be a Beverly Hills household, because what goes on in Beverly Hills in some of the households is amazing. You know, you can go into some of these mansions and they'll have an army working for them of people. And that would be, to me, very interesting to write, because I've always loved America and I've always loved writing about Americans. And I think that would be but it's an interesting idea. It might be the book after next, because I'm going to do The Power Trip, which I'm in the middle of. And then I'm going to do another book about Lucky's family. And then maybe, what should I call it? Beverly Hills Abbey.
Or maybe, we can't call it Jersey Shore, but what about reality TV? Is that, to some degree, that's also co-opting some of the stuff you've been doing with Hollywood Wives? And
watch some of those shows and I'm like, oh my God, this is car crash television. But, you know, they're enjoyable to a degree. I personally go for something a little more gritty, like Dexter and Breaking Bad, which is a fantastic TV program, because I'm a bit of a TV junkie.
Can you ever imagine writing on a computer? There,
no.
There are benefits, you know.
Well,
you can move things around.
I had a fit last night because I flew in and they couldn't get my computer going. And you're like, you've lost your left arm, you know. So this morning, I mean, I love to Twitter and I love to do emails and I love to get on iPhoto because I took a lot of photos at the Oscar party and they're so fun. But I can't imagine writing.
I'm not going to reveal why this book is called Goddess of Vengeance. But that's part of the fun reading this book.
It was number one in England, and it was on the New York Times bestseller list here, and now it's out in trade paperback. I love trade paperbacks.
The publisher is St. Martin's Press. And
yes.
Jackie Collins, thank you so much for coming by again.
And are we going to wait another 10 years, Leonard, or can I come back with a power trip?
Come back as soon as you wish.
You are delightful. Thank you so much.
My mi casa es su casa.
Ah, okay.